Okay. Today is Daf Kuf Yud. We're on Daf Kuf Yud. Second line from the top. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Hashtu Lamanda Amar Kriyasa Demono Below Klamu. Now that we said, according to the Chachamim, that putting Dam into a Kli doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. It's not Makadesh, it's not consecrated, it doesn't do anything. Therefore, Kava Shisha Lapar, if I put 6 lug into a Kli, intending to be used for a par, that's nothing. It doesn't do anything. Therefore, Umashach Mehen Arba, if I take 4 out, Behegriva Bachot, and I mock of this dam outside, chayiv, I'm going to be chayiv. You know why? Shuvu Uyilayim. Because 4 lug is the requirement for an ayil. But since I didn't consecrate it with 6, I can use even 4. Kava Arba La'ayil, if I had in mind to put 4 in to be used for an ayil, V'mashach Mehen Shlosha, and I take 3 out, Behegriva on Bachot, and I'm mock of that outside, chayiv. I'm chayiv for that. Why? Shiru'uyim lekeves, because I can use 3 for a goat. That's the minimum. The minimum is 3. Chasru kol shahu, if I'm lacking even a small amount of bikri from machot, and I bring it outside, putter. I'm going to be putter. Why am I going to be putter? Because you can't have less than 3. Less than 3 is nothing. Again, whatever you can do, whatever will satisfy your mitzvah inside, that's the iser outside. Okay? Ravashi Amar, Ravashi said, Nisuch mehaktara lo yalfi me rabbanan. The rabbanan did not make a comparison from haktara to nisuch. Afaga dechut mechut lo yalfi. Even though we don't compare outside to outside, haktara mehaktara yalfi, we do compare the different haktaras, the haktara of Yom Kippur and the haktara of the ketoros of every single day. Even though one's outside and one's inside. Look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. La'olam, it's the Rashi of Ravashi. La'olam, really, kidetirta abaya. Really, it's like abaya answered yesterday. That what? That the machlokes, the stira in Rabbi Eliezer concerned whether it was Yom Kippur or every day of the year. Whether it was Yom Kippur inside the Kodesh Kedushim or outside and just in the Kodesh. Really, lo kederta abaya daktara shel pnim bechutz pligi. The discussion is about the Torah of inside outside. U'bimelef pnim ichut. And we learn that inside from outside regarding the shir. I would dekakashalach hashtachutz michut loyal firabanan. But Rav said to him, they don't learn like that. They don't learn, they don't compare the outside to the inside, which is how we had left off yesterday. Lo dami nitzach laktara. Don't compare to me nitzach taktara. They need such maktara loyalty, Rabbanan. They taka. They don't learn out outside from inside. Afagach dechutz mechutz. Even though they're both outside. Avol, ktoris shel pnim, miktoris shel hechol. The ktoris of inside, the ktoris of the hechol. Yalfi, that we will learn out. Afagach dechutz mechutz. Okay. That ends a very difficult Gemara. Okay? Next. The next mission, the next part of the mission said that the kulon shechasru, any of the mentioned things in the Mishnah, the Komet, the Lavona, other the Minchas, right? If they're lacking, and you makrev it in your backyard, that's nothing. Correct? That's what the Mishnah said. What is the shear? That's a machloket, either a kizayis or the entire amount. Right? Right? Ibayalahu, following question. And by the way, this question is all Ibayalahu. Chesaron dechut, shmei chesaron o lo shmei chesaron. Is the chesaron that occurs outside. In other words, according to everybody, this question, look at Rashi. Chesaron dechut. It's the next Rashi. Hotzion shleimin lechutz, you take out the full amount. And then outside, the chasru l'ibud, you lose some of it. Okay? Shmei chisaron, Rashi, v'imhel es ha-mashriyar b'chutz, putter. And therefore, if I'm makrevit, I'm putter. Oh, shlo shmei chisaron, v'chayev l'rabanan kilu kulo kayev. What does that mean? That means like this. No, not a carbon. Not a carbon. We're talking about all those things. A Comex. A Lavona. A portion. Now, the halacha is, this is the machlokas in yesterday's Mishnah, but like this. There are things that are supposed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. If you do those things in your backyard, that's an avera. How much has to be done in your backyard? That was a machloka. The Chachamim said, a kizayis. And Rabbi Eliezer said, the whole thing. Now, Lavona, for example, or Shemichas, some of these are more than a kizayis. So taking out a kizayis is not the shir. Why? What's the reason, what's the root of what they're arguing about? We said yesterday. Because they hold, it's the same machloka, what's the shir inside the mizbeach, inside the azara. Is it a kizayis? Or is it the whole thing? Whatever you do inside, that's what you're not allowed to do outside. Rabbi Eliezer said it's the whole thing, right? And the Chachamim said, no, it's only a kizayis. Here, what happens is, this question's only being asked according to the Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the question doesn't get off the ground, right? According to the Chachamim, I took out a kizayis. That would be enough to make me over. While it was in my backyard, I lost some of it. Now I have less than a kizayis. Now I'm going to be machdir half a kizayis of Lavona. I need a full kizayis. I took out a full kizayis, but I lost half. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, this question doesn't get off the ground. Here's the whole thing. According to the Chachamim, what's the story with that? That's the Gemara's question. Me Amrina, do we say, Kivan dinafak ifsalu lahu, since you've taken it out, you've ruined it, mali chaser, mali yeser, what's the difference if it's more or less? What's the difference? O dilma, or no? Yatsa the isse be'ene in, if it's here, yes, the lesser be'ene lo, if it's not here, no. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. You got the suffix? You took out a kizai. Then the dog ate hair. So now you're left with hair. Now you mock through that hair. Is that an avera? Now, of course, Rabbi Eliezer, it's not an avera. Question is, what about the Chachamim? So, Amar Abaya, Toshma, we'll bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, poter. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yapater. Archi Yaakov, it's kula. Until you bring all of it. Says Rashi, Alma, kula be'inan. You do the whole thing? Amalei Rav 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 Rachanel Rav At Labaya, Mid Rabbi Eliezer Mish Pashet Mar. He asked me a kasha from Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The question wasn't about him. The question was about the Chacham. What do you could answer is that, right? Amalei, the Parish Shmili Minei Derav says Abaya. I heard directly from Rav that they changed the girsa because it can't be that Abaya heard from Rav because Abaya was not, when Rav died, Abaya wasn't alive. It's impossible that Abaya heard from Rav. What do you mean? It must be they changed the gears to the day. He heard a Masorah, right? He heard from Rav. Not directly. It says, Befirish, I heard Mamash Befirish from Rav. It's impossible. He meant to say he heard it from someone else. He heard it from Rav. That what? Ad kan lo pliger abon alizor b'liyazer. They only argue el de'itze be'enei. They only argue if it's here. Avol b'chisaron. But if there's something lacking, mo delay. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, that you're not chayiv. Lav, doesn't that mean the chasar b'chutz? Doesn't that mean there's a chasaron somehow outside? Now, why does that have to mean that? No, the chasar b'fnim. The chasar happened inside. Right? Try again. Tashma, the kulon, shechasru, Vikrivan Bachut, Pater, the Kulan Shechatsu, any time there's a lacking, Vikrivan Bachut, and it was brought outside, Pater, you Pater. Lav, the Chasar Bachut, doesn't that mean there's a Chasarin outside? No, Lav, the Chasar Bachut, the Chasar has a place inside. So the question remains unresolved. Okay? Next Gemara is also, not hard, it's just like, there's more missing than what's here. The next Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said, Hamakriv Kodshim. If someone's Makriv Kodshim, now, every animal, not every animal, most animals, except for an Ola, there are two parts to an animal. There's a part you eat, either Kohen or the Baal or even the Baal family, right? That's called Basar. And then there was a Murin, then there were fats, which was a new thing. Then there was something called fats, a Murin, which were burnt on the Mizbeach. We said that they can combine to give you the requisite shear for burning, for being makriv, being makdir, animals outside the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Now, technically, there's nothing wrong if it's the basar, l'mashal. You want to burn that basar. Is there anything wrong with that? It might be it might be ruining kudshim. That might be, maybe you shouldn't do that. But is that the avera of being makdir, kudshim, bachut? No. Right? What's the issue? The issue is Deimurin. Deimurin is the problem. Now you have to burn in the Beit HaMikdash. You can't burn that in the backyard. What about the stuff you're allowed to eat? Can you burn that? Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that, to treat kachem like that. But is that a beaver? Not a beaver. Right? Might be a different avera. Might be an avera of destroying kachem. Not an avera of chutz. Right? Says the Gemara, how could you tell me that the Deimurin and the Basar can combine to give you the requisite shear? Am I? Why would that be true? Vo'ika chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. Why is there a chatzitza? Because the fire is here. You're burning Deimurin, but the bus is in the way. So it's a chatzitza. You hear this, Kasha? You hear this? It's a very, very strange Kasha. So I said, what kind of Kasha is this? After all, you have to have, but the fire has to mamish be touching the Emurin, like on the Mizbeach, and it's something else there. It's a chatzitza. What kind of chatzitza is this? What kind of question is this? Has to be exactly the same. We said this already. The logs, everything has to be mamish the same. So the Gemara answers, that's the Gemara's answer, really. Amar Shmuel says, kishahafkan. You turn the meat upside down, right? You turn the meat upside down in such a way that there is no chatzitza. There is no chatzitza. You turn the meat in the bone in such a way where the fire is touching mamash deimurin. No chatzitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu teyem ashlohafkan. Now you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. For Hamani, Rabbi Shimon, he to Amar afilu hella achalachayim. You can even use a rock. And we said yesterday the Chazanish said even on the floor. In other words, the rules of comparison, how much, you have to have an altar. In order to be over the issue of burning chutz, you have to have a mamash an altar. There are machlokes about that. Rav Shimon says, no, you don't need an altar. Anything. A rock. Anything. But they have to have mamash touching? No. But it's not a chassidah issue. Right? Okay. Rav Amar, Rav is a third answer. Min b'mino ain't a chotzeis. Not sure what that means. Min b'mino is not a chatzitza. Right? So if I go into the mikvah holding my arm, technically that would not be a chatzitza. Why? Because min b'mino, my arm and my body. It's not a chatzitza. And that's not the halacha. You can't imagine that. That's not halacha. A woman goes to the mikvah, she's hugging herself. So that I don't think that's good. Right? Because the water didn't get everywhere. Right? It's not about, so the whole thing is basar, it's all one basar, right? That's not a chatzitza. So maybe, right? So I don't know if we hold like that, but it's a good answer. It's a good answer here. I don't know if we apply that to mikvah, where actually the chatzitza still applies with manat there, right? I don't know what the halach would be. Someone did that. Woman went to the mikvah and she was holding herself. It's a very, very strange Gemara. Or that could be a legitimate chatzitza. But the whole question is, but you're comparing every single prat for the rules of the mizbeach to the rules of shchut echut. So the Gemara says, no, Shimon doesn't buy into any of it. You don't even need a mizbeach. You don't even need an altar, right? Just a rock, anything. It's just a very strange Gemara, no? Okay. Next Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah of the page. There are three Mishnahs in this. Mishnah. Now, you have something called a karban mincha, right? Something called a karban. What's a karban mincha? A mincha is a bowl of flour. You have a bowl of flour where you take a kmitzah's amount, which is a very small amount, the 93 figures, tiny amount. The overwhelming majority of the mincha is in the bowl. That's called shrayim. That's called the leftovers. You know why it's called the leftovers? Because the kedusha happens to the kamitza. Even though the funny word to call the majority leftovers, right? That's what it's called because it's not kedusha. That's kedusha, but that doesn't go on the mizbeach. So says the gemara, like says the mincha. Mincha, if you have a mincha, shelo nikmitza. You haven't done kamitza on it. You didn't do kamitza. What do you have? You have a bowl of flour. The akriva b'chut, and you makdir that outside the base of Hamikdash, putter. You putter for that. You know why you putter? Because it was never right for the mizbeach. Why? Because you never did kamitza. So, now, someone asked before this morning, well, is it an issue of kudshim? I don't know. It could be that the kli is makadish, this flour. It could be, yes. It could be there's some kedusha to it. Is it shrut echut? No. Because why? You didn't make it roy for the mizbeach. Okay? However, kamsa, you did the kamitza, the chazar kamsa lasocha, and then you put the kamitza back into the bowl. Why you did it, I don't know. But if you did that, the akriv of achut, and now you makriv it, chayiv. Now you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because Rashi points out, bidi yevet, if you would be makriv, the mizbeach, it would work. The overwhelming majority is not kmita. Mark Cohen says it's not batel barov, right? So therefore, bidi evan it would work. So too, bidi evan, you take that to your backyard, you're going to be chayiv. Okay? The Gemara says, "Amai, why chayiv? Rebutle shirayim lakomen. Let it be batel. Why don't we let it be? Why isn't it batel? Why isn't it batel barov?" The case you took the kamitza, put it back in. Put it back in. So it's pasuk barov. So the answer is going to be, it's a pasuk. So it's pasuk, it's not pasuk. Amar of Zera, Nemra Haktara, it says by Ketores, the Komet. The Nemra Haktara, the Shirayim. Ma Ketores, Komet in, Komet Mevatel Chadero. Af Ketores, Shirayim in, Shirayim Mevatel Komet. It's a pasuk. There's nothing more than I can tell you than that. Okay? Next. Komet. Now, every mincha, not every mincha, most minchas, in addition to a komet, there was another requirement. It's called lavona. What's lavona? Frankincense. What is that? Some spice. Now, it was not a liquid, by the way. It was a solid. It was like little granules, little clusters of a spice that was also burnt on the mizbeach. Two components. Komet and a lavona. Okay? So, Hakomets v'halavona. You have a komet and you have a lavona. Shehikriv es echad mehem b'chutz, chayim. If you machdir one of them, you're chayim. Rabbi Eliezer poter ad shiakriv es hasheni. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to do both. The komet and the lavona. Yes, except for like a sota. Those, because it's considered an enhancement. So by a sota, we don't enhance it. But yeah, most minchas, yes. Yeah. Okay? Now, what if echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chut? What if one was already done inside? Komet was already done. You run to the Lavona to your house down the block, and that's going to be chayav for that. Now, similarly, shnei bezichi Lavona. There are two spoons of Lavona on Shabbos, in addition to the 12 loaves of bread, lechem afanim. There were also two spoons of Lavona, which were poured, which were, you know, applied to the mizbeach. To the mizbeach, correct. Two things of lavona, in addition to the lechem apanim. Nobody ever speaks about those two spoons of lavona, but they were there. So he took two of these lavona, two of these spoons, shehikri v'techer v'machut, chayiv. If you take one of them, and you go to your house, and you machter it there, you're chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ad shakir v'tasheni, you have to machter both. Same exact din. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chut, chayev. If one was on inside and one was on outside, you are chayev. Okay? Same exact din. So far so good? So far so good. Says the Gemara. Listen to this kasha from the Gemara. Boi Yitzhak Nafka. Now, remember what we said? There are two halves to the mincha. There's the komet and the lavona. What happened to the rest of the bowl? The rest of the bowl you're allowed to eat. Right? That's halacha. you maybe a Kohen only, whatever, it could be eaten. So if I only do one out of the two avodas, can I eat half the bull? If half, so can I eat half the bull? That's the Gemara's question. Right? Boy means Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Komet, if I do a kmita, mahu shiyatir kinedo b'shirayim. Does it work to affect half the shirayim? Regarding what? Look at Rashi, first Rashi. Pick their komet levado, if I'm not there, the komet by itself. Al manas lahatir chasi shirayim, on condition to help half the shirayim. Ubirun lechelko mahu laochlon. And you're going to pick which half of the bowl you're going to eat. That work? That's the Gemara's question. Huh? There are two components. There are two components. I do one component. Those two components let me eat the rest of the bowl. So if I do one component, can I eat half the bowl? I'll do the other component, and I can eat the other half. What? The Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. But we're going to say it has nothing to do with that. No, I did it correctly. I did it correctly. We're not talking about incorrectly. I did the Kemitah correctly. And then what happened to the Lavona? I'm too lazy. But I'm very hungry now. So can I eat half the bowl? Oh, so that's the question. So the Gemara says, Mishra Shari, was a matter half the bowl? Oh, or Kalusha Miklash. It weakens it because, you know, you're almost there, but you can't eat it. Now the Gemara is going to ask, according to who is this question? According to who? It's not going to be them. We're going to get the piggle. Look at the Tosfos of Komet Maus Yatza Kenegat Shirayim. Can't catch a baker piggle. Perish for Kuntras, because this Tosfos will Tosfos is something really good. Look what Tosfos says. Perish for Kuntras, Rashi says that the Hector Komet Levado, you knock there half the komet, only the komet, almanat, unconditional reading Rashi. Lahat there chati shirayim, ubirin lachelko, ma'al la'achla. Then you're going to decide which half of the bowl you're going to eat. Mishra shari, halga lagamri, can you eat half? Oh, or maybe akluche miklash, li sura, it still weakens for an iser, why? To kula shirayim a komet, lavona tabayo achlu shirayim dama. You have to do both. Vichi machtir chad, you only did half. Iklish le isuraihu. Yes, you've weakened it. What does that mean, you've weakened it? You're halfway there. Mihu lo ishtere midi minaihu lagamri. But really, you can't eat anything yet. Ad kan lashon rashi. Says Tosfos, a little bit what Yossi was driving at. Bahad is nam bakomet rabba. Wait a minute. We're going to learn in Menachos on the Chav Zayin, which is in like 4 weeks from now. We're going to learn that, 5 weeks from now. Hakomet mahalavona ma'akvin zezet. You can't have one without the other. What kind of question is this? The ma'akiv, the one, that's how we get to, that's how, by the way, that's the Mishnah, that the komet and the lavona are ma'akiv zezet. That's how we're going to get to tzitzit and tefillin. Because we're going to say, is the rosh ma'akiv the yad, is tchelet ma'akiv lavon, and then we're going to go for a whole tangent about tzitzit and tefillin. Comes from that Mishnah. Ma'akiv zezet. Hainu, the boyish ye shnehem. You have to have both. Delo, Lysi, Mincha, below Lavona. You can't have a Mincha without Lavona. Oh boy, Kmitza, and you have to have Kmitza. And we call Makom Tema. And then another question. Afilu, Lamanda Amar, Mishra Shari, even if you're going to hold, like Rashi says, that it's, yeah, if you do half, you could eat half. Eich Mitzbara, Chelta Shakomen. How are you going to figure out which half? Brera? How's that working? Which half of this bowl can I eat now? How do you make that determination? Who's going to make that rule? Who's going to decide? How's this happening? So first of all, it's impossible. Because the market. Second of all, and even if it's not market, how are you going to decide? Who's eating? Which half are you eating? Top half? Side? The bottom? How's that working? Tosuk is a whole lot. Listen to Tosuk. Tosuk is so brilliant. Zero lafarish. The lav ashturi lachilak amar. This is not talking about eating. Nothing to do with eating. Ella, e mishra shari palga. If half is mutter, idach palga be isura kaimi. Does the other half remain in an iser? The iachale lucky? You get malchus. Kimo ochel basar chatos ba'asham kodim zrika. Just like eating the meat before the zrika, you get malchus for that. The iachlushe miklash lukula mincha lo lucky klal. The question was malchus. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. However, You're halfway there, do you get Malkus? That's the question of the Gemara. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. They're mocking each other. What if you went ahead and eat it anyway? You ate it, you get Malkus. That's Tosa's explanation. Rashi says eating it. Tosa says it's impossible. The question is, do you get Malkus? Why? Listen, I'm halfway there. Maybe I don't get Malkus. Ina, listen to this. Inami or Inyan Me'ila. The question is about Me'ila. Is there Me'ila here? Why should I'm halfway there? So maybe there's no Me'ila. The Chihai Gavni bin Nadarim. We have the existence of Tosas brilliant. We have the exact same thing in Nadarim. The exact same thing in Nadarim? What's Nadarim to do with this? The Parak Naira. Ba, right? When a woman makes a Nadar, there are two people that have to be made for the Nadar. Her father and her husband. Let's say the husband, the father doesn't make, only the husband's made for the Nadar. So Baal, when the Baal's made for the Nadar, Migad Gayiz, does it break the Nadar? Oh, or, same words, Eklushe Miklash, it weakens the Nadar. Kigon, for example, the Nadra, Min Train Desim, she makes a Nadar. She's not going to eat two olives. I'm not going to eat two olives. Then, Vishama Oros, the husband hears about it, they hate for Allah, and he's not made for it, but the father's not made for it. Then, Bachlisinon, then she eats the two olives. E Omar Megas Gaius. If we say Megas Gaius, lucky, she gets Malkus for that. Why? Because the father didn't make for it. E Omar Miklash Kalish. If it's only weakened, Isuri Ba'almagi. It's only an Isser, there would be no Malkus. Same idea. How Tosos thinks of another case in Shas where you need two components and you only have one. What's the dip? That's a similar question. Right? You hear? Tosos finds a case in Shas. You have two requirements. You only have one. Now what's the dip? Right? Same thing over here. You need two requirements. You only have one. What's the dip? Eating doesn't get off the ground. No shayla, it's not eating. Right? The question is, Mi'ila, the Gemalkis, other things. Now what's Rashi thinking? They have to, Rashi needs a head. Rashi is eating. Right? So Tosos said, well, it can't be eating because how are you going to figure it out? Because that's such a bomb. How are you going to figure it out? Right? The Rashi would say, so you figure it out. Big deal. Okay? So that, there's going to be a teiku. There's going to be a teiku to this question. Now the Gemara says, I'll leave it to Matt. Who is this question going like? Yeah, I'll leave it to the mayor. If it's going according to the mayor, the Amar who says, the Thalgin, the Chati Matir, that you can have piggle on a half a story. So if I get a piggle on a half a story, I can eat half a story. Mishra Shari, there's no shayla half a mutter. The shayla. If I can do piggle on half, right? For sure, I can eat half. And el ibe derabanan, the army ate the falcon the chati matir. And if you hold the rabbanon, hold there's no such thing. It's a piggle on half story. Lo mishra shari, v'lo miklos chalish. Nothing changes, right? I bring half to mincha. Can I eat half the bowl? Of course not. Why? Nothing changed. Ela alibe derabbi Eliezer. Now that can't. One tastes like Rabbi Eliezer, but Mati would try to say. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Karbanon, Sira Leif. They hold the Rabbi Eliezer holds the Rabbanon regarding the piggle issue. So even though, Bucky, you might be correct, not for piggle, you might be right. The problem is, piggle's a monkey wrench, and therefore he's bound to the rules of piggle, and therefore it doesn't get off the ground. There's no shiloh that a contra Rabbi Eliezer would not be. Ela, Dama, Eva, Falga, Machatimata. You can't have half the story, you can't even have the ball. Ela, Aliba, the Rabbanon, the Hacha, must be the Rabbanon here. My, what's the din? Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalash, and the answer is Tegel. Okay? The answer is Tegel. Good? No good? Excellent. Now, it was worth the whole day is going to be brighter because he said that line. The whole day is going to be brighter because he said that. Right. Listen, you know, Shas is such a funny thing because like 90% of Hilchos Beis HaChaveros are absent from Shas. Right? All absent. We're talking about Amotei HaShavos. Nothing in the Shulchan Aruch about Hilchos Lashon Hara. Absent. Why not? We don't know. There's no answer. 90% of it's absent. But however, Shilas, like, what's the story if you took mean, this kind of Shiloh, the Gemara spent half the page. I would venture to say, even when it was a Beit HaMikdash, it never happened. Forget today. Surely it doesn't happen. Even then, it didn't happen. Right? So, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Right? It's gewaldig. I'm not Chas v'Shalom. It's just such a fascinating phenomenon how Shas became like this. All right. Hazorig Mikzas Dam. Now, next thing. So you have a din, such a thing, called Drikas Adam. Right? Now, most of the time, it consisted of more than one Zerika. So let's say you did Mikzas Hadam Bachot. Not all the Dam, Mikzas Hadam. Right? So now, we said earlier, when it came to an Ola, Rabbi Eliezer agreed that a Kedayis was enough. Remember? Let's say you took a Kedayis of Ola outside, Rabbi Eliezer agreed it was enough. When it came to the Komets and the Minchas and all that, he said the whole thing. Now we have a case of Mikzas Dam. Mikzas Dam. Not all the Dam, Mikzas Dam. Says the Mishnah, Chayev. Chayev. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say a whole new thing now. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, At HaMenaseh, Mehachad, Bechad, Bechut. Also, if you're Menaseh, water on Sukkis, you're Chayev. What about partial Dam? So the Gemara is going to say he's going to say Chayev also. He doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Next case, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiori Hadam, Shekriva Bechut Chayev. The leftover dam, right? We had at the beginning of the process, leftover blood in the cup. What do you do with it? You don't pull it down. You put it down the yisov. So if I take run to my backyard and pour it down my backyard, I'm going to be chayav for that. Okay. Now, Amar Rava says, even though it didn't say it in the Mishnah, Moda Rabbi Eliezer bedamim. Rabbi Eliezer agrees regarding the dam. That what? That mikzas dam is going to be make you chayav. How do you know that? The Tanya. Because we learned this already once, we learned this already actually at least twice in the Mesechta. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimakom Shepasach Humasil. That means on Yom Kippur, there was a lot of blood applications that were taking place. A lot of things are sprinkled. Let's say in the middle of the sprinkling, in the middle, something happens to the blood. It's spilled, someone loses it, it gets tameh, whatever, some critical mishap happens. So the halacha is, you have to bring new animals, shech them again. Do you have to start over? That's what Rabbi Eliezer said, no. You continue where you left off. Yeah. What do you see from here? That every sprinkling of dam has individual value. I don't have to start over. What I did already is fine. Just like, right? So too, even one individual sprinkling outside is going to has value. And therefore, I'm chayav even if it's partial. You hear? That's what Rabbi Eliezer held. Okay? Next. Actually, now the Gemara is quite easy. Next, Rabbi Eliezer of Alpha Menaseh Meachad Bechad Bechut. Right? That there's such a thing as Yayim, as Mayim, Nisach HaMayim, took place once a year on Sukkot. So if I go to my backyard and I pour out the water on Sukkot, I'm going to be Chayim. What if it's not Sukkot? Listen to this Gemara. Amr of Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Nachum Yudfa. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Nachum Yudfa, Rabbi Eliezer, Beshit Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you're chayim for nitzach hamayim in my backyard, that with the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, the Amar who said nitzach hamayim doraisa, but nitzach hamayim is doraisa. If nitzach hamayim is not doraisa, there's no way I could be chayim to do that in my backyard. Why should I be chayim for that? Because the rabbis made up a thing of nitzach hamayim. Why am I chayim for that? Obviously, it's a doraisa. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is holding like his Rabbi Akiva, who said it's a doraisa. Titania, Rabbi Akiva Omer, it says, right, we read this always on the masters always on Sukkot, right? Unisacheha, shnei nichusim akasav medaver. Torah is talking about, right, if you read through the Torah, you will never find anywhere in the Torah where it says that on Sukkot such a thing as nisachamayim. It's completely absent. However, it's alluded to, unisacheha, shnei nichusim akasav medaver. The Torah is alluded to two types of pourings, echad nisachamayim, echad nisachayayim. Right, everybody knows there's an extra mem, a yud and a mem there in that parsha there in Pinchas, which is mayim on Sukkot, right? Okay, fine. So, therefore, what do we get out of this? Nisach hamayim is doraisa. Nisach hamayim is doraisa. Amar lebe shlokas Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute.
Just like Yayin, the minimum is three lugin. Afkan shloshes lugin. So too, the Mitzvah Hamayim should be three lugin. Going out of the same pasuk, should be three lugin. Okay, but even if it's true, this is a very hard question. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, your chayiv, if you pour mechag, since he didn't give a shear, it's mashma, it's less than three lugin. How's that mashma? It says the Gemara just assumed it is. So therefore, how could you tell me that it's learned out of that pasuk? That pasuk would imply three lugin. Rabbi Eliezer said less than three lugin. He didn't say that. But it's mashma that. Right? Also, Ima lahal b'shayimot hashana, just like Nizach HaYayin applied 365, Afkan b'shayimot hashana, so too, Nizach HaMayim should apply every day of the year. Rebbe Lazar b'chaka amar. And Rebbe Lazar said, only applies on Sukkot. Tosa, that's the question that doesn't make any sense. The whole Nizach HaMayim is only on Sukkot. What kind of question is that? So Tosa changes the gear some. What? Exactly, but there's no way that Nisach HaMayim applies every day of the year. What's the Gemara's question? The Tosfos changes the Girsa. He changes it to say, what they're arguing about is how many days of Sukkot is Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, the whole thing. That's not true. It's only one day, or the first 2 days, or whatever days it is, not the whole Sukkot. That's what could be, but not what they actually did, I don't know. Can't be that the Havid is that my Nisach should be every day of the year. That can't be pshat. Tosa says it can't be pshat. The tumul is what days of Sukkot is it? Rabbi Elazar seems to imply the whole Sukkot. That's not true. The whole Sukkot, right? Okay. That he said that according to the Gwarantine, according to Akiva, it was the last 2 days of Sukkot. Interestingly enough, right? And how could we love to say Bachag, which is Mashmah, the beginning of Sukkot? So that's the question. We're going to answer this question to say that Nisach HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Don't ask me any questions. It has its own rules. Why? Because it's completely different. It's not learned out of Pasuk. Because if it's learned out of a Pasuk, it would have to have the properties of that Pasuk, which it doesn't have. The answer is it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara's answer is, Ishtamitze, he forgot. Who forgot? He forgot how the Amar of Asi, where Asi said. The Amar of Asi, because Asi said, Amar B'Yochanan, Amar B'Yochanan, Mishum B'Nechuni, Ish B'Chas B'Tzchoron, Eser Netios. It's a halacha that we have a Kabbal Shabbos early, to be Makadish Shabbos, to do it early, so too there was a din. Right? There can be a din the Raisa. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, we Mekadesh Shemitah early. Right? Which is why they would stop working the land, even during Elul. However, Eser Netios, you get 10 trees in a certain configuration, whatever the details are, you didn't have to stop early. Why? Because it was going to ruin them. They might need more water, so for that, you can go up till Mamash, up till Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, you don't have to do it early. But things didn't make a difference, so be Mekadesh Shemitah early. These, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, no, you don't have to do it early. That's one. Next one, Arava. The whole concept of Hashanah Rava, and that they would take a Rava, wrap it around the Mizbeach, and have a whole... That's completely absent from the Torah. The answer is, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And the third one, Nisach HaMayim, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. All that is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, don't ask the Akasha, well, what day is it? It must be, he's arguing on his Rebbe. It's not arguing on his Rebbe. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. You can't have a Machlokas at Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, generally. Well, how come... So the Rambam has like five different types of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's a very strange thing what it is. If it's only what the Gemara says it is. We can't make up our own Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Right, it's what Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and we're bound by it. Right, like one of the classic Halacha... It's not written anywhere. So, for example, how do you know Tefillin are black? Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Black is good. But it's Black History Month. What if it's almost over? What if somebody wants to make tefillin a different color? No, they're not allowed to. Hey, you read the whole Torah, doesn't say anywhere what color they have to be. The answer is it's an oral tradition. Where it comes from, it's a very good question. And the Rambam talks about it, the whole thing. Actually, I have it in English. If you want to borrow it, I'll give it to you. There's a whole discussion where he discusses what a local Moshe Sinai is, how they work, who made that, where they come from. He discusses it at length. Okay. Question, the only issue we have is Ishtamte, he forgot. Who forgot? So Rashi says, Menachem Yitzva forgot. Ishtamte Menachem Yitzva. Menachem Yitzva forgot. It's totally Ishtamte says, Kirsh Bekuntris, Menachem Yitzva, Betema. How could that be? Rabbi Yochanan says, Menachem Yitzva said X. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Asi said Y. How could Rabbi Yochanan be the same bearer of contradictory memories? How could that be? The first Tosfos says, well, maybe Rabbi Yochanan learned one thing. Then he realized, hey, that's crazy. He learned something else. Or he says, maybe the Shtamte means Rabbi Yochanan forgot. And then he reminded himself of the whole discussion, because Tosfos alludes to it in there. It can't be that somebody holds that Nisach HaMayim is a Din D'Rabbanan. That can't be. Because you can't argue on a Lachol Moshe Mitzrayim. Oh, I don't hold from that. That can't be. It can't be. It has to be. And somehow Tosfos proved that if you hold that Rabbi Menachem Yitzva made the mistake, somehow he works out like this, that someone holds that this is a Chalayim at Durabana, which you can't accept. So it's interesting, Machlokas, side Machlokas about it. Okay. All right, let's go past me. He said C.F. Tosfos, no? Doesn't say C.F. Tosfos? That says what? C.F. Tosfos. What does C.F. mean? Tantra. Right? Right? The two letters, C.F. The article takes 25 lines of Tosfos to make the two letters. C.F. And therefore you accept. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. And we're going to get into a little bit of a topic here about Nisach HaMayim and Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's actually interesting.